If you live in the Northeast, the Midwest is just darn cold. And in the South, they've already parked their cars and walked for hours to get home. Oh, the joys of winter, especially winter 2014. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Outside the boundaries of the U.S., many of you can also relate to storms and poor weather and dealing with single-digit temps and what that feels like. But usually, you're used to it, right? And I don't think you ever get used to the pounding some of us have taken from ice storms, the lack of power, the waiting. Kids home for days on end with massive cabin fever, running out of rock salt, having to shovel again and again and again. How many people are going to emerge like a bear hibernating from their homes in the spring with back problems? Because when you shovel, you all know this, right? I don't care how old you are. After a while, you start to feel that rippling pain on your lower back. So the more snow you get, the more you're doing that. Might get 14 inches in New York City. I'll tell you, the people who are getting a lot of work, it's the people who clear snow, it's the people who tow cars. It's the local grocery stores and hardware stores that also are getting the runoff, because the big stores, the Lowe's and the Home Depots and whatnot, once they're cleared out, if they haven't found you before, people are trying to find you. We have ice from Texas to North Carolina. Amtrak is suspended. Over 4,000 flights canceled. Yeah, it's bad out there. It's treacherous. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, peel back the onion with my pal, Andrew Sabo. We'll talk to him about some of the things happening out of Washington, including some of the people being named to ambassador positions. Is it over the top this time around? Usually that's something you do reward people with, even though it's really not supposed to be that, I suppose. But it seems as though this time around in this administration, it's even bigger than it has been, believe it or not. So snow rage, do you have it? You want us to talk you out of the trees? We certainly can. Worst storm that you've ever experienced, you can throw in on that too as well. If you have 2 cents, use them. 855-266-5283. Also, we're going to check the mailbag. Plus, dumb things at the tail end of the hour I shouldn't have done. I bet you after the storm, people are going to be able to say that. It might be with snow clearing. It might be with thinking you can drive somewhere and then being stuck. Because I bet some of those people in Raleigh, North Carolina, where we had a similar situation to Atlanta when they were told, okay, everybody can go home, not thinking they were going to crowd the roads and create a traffic jam. I bet you some of those people would say that was a dumb thing. That why did they come into work in the first place knowing how bad it would be? Or why drive? I mean, a whole bunch of scenarios could play out there. And the debt ceiling has been lifted, so there is no other consequences to it as to having to pay more taxpayer money, the government shutting down, everything that we saw in the fall. However, a couple people emerge as chickens, I think. One of them is John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, who maybe is, to be fair, is caught between a rock and a hard place. But it used to be Boehner's rules. If you're going to do this debt ceiling, then you've got to have some spending cuts as well attached to it. But that all went by the boards. So it was a Boehner surrender on Tuesday. It was a Mitch McConnell surrender on Wednesday. And it was dramatic in the Senate. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, was so furious because he wanted to filibuster. He said, come November, the people will remember. McConnell especially really kicked up a big hornet's nest. He whipped it up into frenzy. So what happened with this vote? They sent the bill hiking the debt ceiling to the president's desk. That's where it went. But only after this huge fight, McConnell and John Cornyn backed ending debate after no one in their conference wanted to cast the deciding 60th vote. The vote started late. Senate Republicans were behind closed doors before that. So they met for about an hour in private. And did they have the votes they needed? In the end, they got them. They got the votes that they needed. 12 Republicans voted to end debate over lifting the debt ceiling, 67 to 31. So the bill is suspending the debt ceiling until March 15th, 2015. It was approved 55 to 43. That was the vote, with every Republican voting no. Voting no. So now we're stuck with this until 2015. $17 trillion we are in debt, I ask you. Mitch McConnell's Republican primary challenger, Matt Bevin, went after him before the vote was over, saying that Kentucky deserved better, and he's starting to make some noise. He may get more support than some people can even imagine. So the midterms may change a few seats. The Republicans who voted in favor of ending debate were McConnell, Cornyn, Hatch, McCain, Corker, Senators Susan Collins, Jeff Flake, Mike Johanns, Mark Kirk, John Barrasso, Lisa Mikurski, John Thune, all part of the group. Lindsey Graham predicted McConnell's vote would have minimal impact on his re-election race. So pushing the debt ceiling, getting it done, but attaching nothing spending cut-wise to it. Was that unwise? If that's the rule you lay down and you look at $17 trillion or just passing that on to the future generation, I say you have to be concerned. 855-266-5283. We're heading to the mailbag next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Guys out there, a built-in excuse. You know, the forced holiday, Valentine's Day, the day of love. But it's the forced day, isn't it? So the whole flowers, candy, blah, 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 blah. If you're a last-minute person and you're getting snowmageddoned on, how can you possibly run to the store to grab flowers? And I wonder if some of those big stores had a run on candy, flowers, that kind of thing. Because if somebody's thinking and they're swamped and they run to go pick up milk and eggs and cereals and whatever else they're getting, I bet some of those other areas, because that's what a supermarket is anymore now. It is a supermarket. It's got everything in it, right? Huge flower sections and candy and Valentine's hearts and all that and cards. I bet some of that was picked apart. We're going to have Valentine's for our favorite politicians on our next show. Plus, our cheap movie review, too, as well. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. If you're headed somewhere in the Northeast, you better think twice. Close to 4,000 flights have been canceled. People are stuck in North Carolina during the day. It's going to be nasty in the morning. In New York, might get 14 inches of snow. In the South, in the Northeast in particular, depending on the state. Clearly, there are icy highways, problems with power, and it's best to check before you go. Nothing like making that commute to the airport, running around. like a chicken with your head caught off. Get to the airport, you find out, yeah, everything's canceled. I thought I was going to make it. Everything's canceled. I mean, we're seeing things like a jackknifed 18-wheeler, a bunch of them, on 65. This is in Alabama. Got to get the wreckers out. And they were pretty good about that in Alabama. As I said before, the tow truck guys, the wreckers, they're the ones who are probably exhausted, along with the power dudes and the power company guys. When they show up, everybody's face lights up because, hey, we're freezing here. They're checking abandoned cars for people, to help people who are walking. But there's only so much they can do because you only have so much manpower and you have to get around to those people. So it's just more of that crazy polar vortex wild winter that we've been treated to this year. In some places who, frankly, are just where you're just not used to it. And many of you took to the email, Al Gore's Internet, to send me your thoughts on, among other things, the weather. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, this one from the Chops. I love when you guys send me your nicknames. The Chops says, Kate, I don't know how to say it, but this winter is just cruddy. I don't like it. I don't like the slush that follows. So first you go through the ice, the sleet, the blinding snow, and if you survive that, you're treated sometimes to slush for days on end. It has been an awful winter, my dear. I am not enjoying living in New Jersey anymore. A state I'm from, a state I love, a state I stick up for. But I could pack up and move away for the next couple of months, because I have a feeling we are not done yet. By the way, as I am writing this email to you, we are getting a ton of snow in Cinnaminson. Ah, Cinnaminson. I grew up in Cherry Hill, just a stone's throw away from Cinnaminson, New Jersey. Both are suburbs, technically. They're New Jersey, but of Philadelphia. Very, very close. Okay, so let's go to another one. Let's take this one from Pearl. I've never sent a note to your show. I try to listen when I can. I have a strange schedule. I will tell you it's been chaos in Raleigh pretty much all afternoon long. I feel very fortunate that I must have somehow missed what was happening on the highways, because it was scary driving home. But I got out of the office by 11 o'clock, and I think I just dodged the insanity. Whew. And there's a comment there. So I do not believe I will be going in on Thursday. What the heck? I might take Friday off, too. Yeah, you know, it's that same thing. Atlanta, now Raleigh, being stuck. I guess here's the deal. If it seems like you check the weather map, you keep hearing about it, this giant, icy, crazy, messy, whatever, if you can take off, if you don't have to go in. A lot of people work from home, or they have the ability to work from home. That's a good idea. I mean, why take the chances? Who wants the headache of trying to maneuver around something you're not sure how bad it's going to be? And, you know, they're talking about how crippling this is, and financially how crippling it's going to be. And I said in a previous hour, everybody has their war stories to share when it comes to the weather, especially snow or sleet and that kind of stuff. In 1973, in Atlanta, they had 200,000 power outages for several days. In 2000, because I was looking at the dollar figures, the damage was well over $35 million. I think the damage is going to be incredible this next time around. And the ice is what's so darn catastrophic. So catastrophic. All right, quickly, I want to rifle in a couple more. This one from Bob says, Kate, what a bunch of sissies the Republicans are. Mitch McConnell, as far as I'm concerned, should not be reelected. Too bad Cruz couldn't filibuster. Everybody hanging around. That would have been brilliant. Not his fault. They weenied out, and then look what happens. What a bad beat when it comes to lifting the debt ceiling. Got another one like that. This one from Shawnee, and Shawnee says, I'm so stunned by the Republicans. When they have the play and they're sitting there at the poker table, why do they not reach for the right play? Why do they continue to disappoint? John Boehner needs to go. He shouldn't be Speaker of the House. And I would have to say Mitch McConnell would be skating on very, very thin ice as far as I'm concerned. Well, Mitch McConnell's bearing the brunt, I think. He's bearing the brunt of this. This one from Cal, who says, Kate, I am so glad that I am not in the middle of the insanity of the ice storms that are happening in Texas and in the Carolinas and other places. I feel very fortunate to be from Arizona, to live in Arizona, and to have to really, for the most part, just deal with the heat. Yeah, if you like the heat, but in Arizona, depending on where, well, really all over the state, it gets really hot. I mean, it's not the, geez, it's hot out here, I need to cool off. It's the I'm on fire brand of being hot. So there's a little bit of difference there. All right, I'm going to try to rifle in another one. This one from Joe, who says, Katie Kate, really battening the hatches. Live in New Jersey, seen a lot of snow. I have a feeling it's going to be very tough to pull out of my garage, and I seriously doubt I will. I will probably batten the hatches and watch a bunch of movies that I need to catch up on, and that's what I'll do. Or maybe I'll watch some of my Netflix stuff. I'll start to stream more of it. All right, so that's what it's going to be. It's a day for arts and crafts and reading magazines, maybe watching scary movies. We're peeling back the onion next with Andrew Szabo.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now.
call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Sup, Rem D's.
Yo, what's up, DJs?
Yeah, I'm flat broke. But you know how we do is it, though.
Word.
Keep on living lavish without the cash.
See, ain't no other way, man.
Always and forever.
Forever.
What's up? Yeah, how you living, Rem?
I'm living lavish. Going nuts at the club and spending cash quick. Yo, how you living now?
Yo, I'm living lavish. Burning my last few figures on the plastic. But how you living, Rem D's?
I'm living lavish. Living the lifestyle with no digits to back it. Yo, how you living, dream?
You know I'm living lavish. Like my
welcome back to America. Tonight, time for Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo. He is a branding, marketing, and strategy expert, also a speaker, among other things. Andrew, good to have you back on the show. How have you been?
Terrific, actually. Great to be back with all your listeners. Thank you.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things to talk about. And I guess what I want to start with is what's now happened with the debt ceiling plan. The House passes it yesterday, and basically they wanted to get out of town because of the weather and everything else. John Boehner surprised a lot of people, the Speaker of the House, by pushing it through and making it a clean bill with just enough Republicans on board. Then you toss it to the Senate, and the Senate passes the debt ceiling plan. And a lot of conservatives were surprised. Ted Cruz tried to do a filibuster, and they basically just shut him down. So this is a big blow specifically to the Tea Party because, as you know, the whole idea in the last couple of years with all the nonsense with the debt ceiling and borrowing and all of that, one of the big plans was to tie it to spending cuts. If you give us enough spending cuts, okay, we'll make a deal and we'll push this debt ceiling.
Right, right.
But that's all dead in the water. So what do you make of that? What's your take?
Well, I think this is definitely a blow to fiscal responsibility. This contributes more to lowering the confidence on capital, confidence of the politicians on both sides that there's any level of fiscal responsibility. I mean, I know we talked about this a long time ago, I think when I first came on your show, is, you know, do the politicians really have the intestinal fortitude to do the right thing? And we're now saying, no, they don't. You've got to have some degree of momentum. And you had the House Speaker, obviously John Boehner, standing alone. He's trying to get some consensus. He gets silence. Tuesday morning, there was a gathering of House Republicans,
mm-hmm.
this private breakfast, and basically, you've got a bunch of sleepy Republicans at the wheel. I think it's a disaster. We're not doing anything. We already kicked the can as far down the road as we possibly can. it's almost political suicide on the one hand, if you stand up against it, and it's going to be suicide if you do anything for it. But at least you're doing the right thing. What did we vote you in there for?
Yeah,
I think there's going to be a lot of disappointed people. I think this could actually hurt some of the Republicans who are up for re-election. What do you think, Kay?
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you who I think really gets hurt by this. We'll see if he survives it or not. But I think Senate-wise, the minority leader, Mitch McConnell, because he jumped on that Democratic bandwagon, he was one of the major reasons why he overcame that filibuster. It was like 67-31. That was that procedural vote. And to me, there's no question he is hanging by a thread. And this is a guy who's been in the Senate for a very, very long time. And there's a great chance that he gets booted, absolutely. And I think there's a few others, too, that hang in the balance. As far as even speakership on the House side, I don't know that John Boehner, it was already squeaky the last time around. I don't know that he's going to be the Speaker of the House any longer after just what happened the other day. So I think there's a couple of things that could happen as a result of this. We'll watch and see how it all plays out, but it'll be interesting. I'll tell you, the midterms are going to be really, really interesting. Apparently, some people have money to spend, though, Andrew. The president hosting the French president, François Hollande, and they spent mega money on this state dinner, including the first lady had a dress that was $12,000. I don't know. I just think they could cut a few corners somewhere, don't you?
Apparently, the dinner was 2,500 calories. It was a very lavish affair, three different wines. It's sort of reminiscent of Louis XIV, I think. I mean, it was quite extraordinary. The guest list was also very interesting. You had everybody from Sharpton, who I'm sure was going to ask some really hard questions of the president. Now, of course, what's interesting, they didn't have any dancing, and speculation was, of course, the French president has got problems of his own with all the affairs he's had, so the first lady, the French first lady, did not accompany him, so... There was some music, but no dancing, because I guess the French president didn't have any to dance with, and they probably didn't trust him to dance with anybody on this side of the Atlantic.
That's right.
Coming back to your point, when people are hurting so badly in this country, to put on such a visible display, I know state dinners, you know, every president does it, but I think in times of economic crisis, you've got to downplay it a bit. So this comes back to an interesting question. Let's talk about, you know, why I believe that there's a lot of Democrats don't feel that there's really a problem in this country. You're hearing it that, hey, the economy's fine. The jobless rate's going down. I mean, they are drinking the Kool-Aid and not realizing that the ship is sinking. You know, let the orchestra play on. Let's indulge in more caviar. And I think this just shows the cluelessness and how out of touch so many Democrats and some of the left wing has become insular to the problems in this country. It was interesting, I shared this earlier with you, but 6 years ago when you had Obama come in with the campaign, the first presidential campaign, a lot of young people voted for Obama. And now you had several of those young people, those students, university students, my son was one of them, he graduated 2 years ago. You know, you've had year after year of these graduating students, and these young people are saying there's no jobs out there. 50% unemployment for the graduating class of 2012, which was my son's graduating class, and across the country. Half the people who are actually working, the other half who actually do find a job, half of them don't actually have a job that's anything related to their degree. So I think the young people are becoming quite disillusioned, and there was an interesting protest when Obama went to campus last week. And I saw an Instagram photo that basically said, Obama, he loved the poor so much he created millions more. That's rather poetic.
I agree. I loved your veiled reference, by the way, to the Titanic. It is so true. They just keep playing until the ship goes down. There's no doubt about it. Doesn't matter if you're in steerage or if you're in first class. We're all going in the same direction if we keep doing the same things over and over and over again. Hey, this is another good thing to hit on. We've been talking about presidential appointments, and of course, that's what happens with ambassadorships. However, those positions are quite important in some of these countries, because there's so many to give. In some of these countries where we have kind of rocky relationships, or if it's not rocky, keeping things smooth, and you know how things can play out, the world stage changes again and again and again. We've seen that with Carolyn Kennedy when she had to deal, which she's dealing with right now, as she's the ambassador of Japan, dealing with some of what's going on between China and Japan with the land grab and other things, including international waters and debates and disputes over that. And before we went on the air, you said this to me. It seems as though there is this selling of ambassadorships. Does this seem to be part of now what is under, you know, that's not even undercover. It's right out there for everyone to see. The more money you give to the Obamas when they're running and helping them to get reelected, the more possibilities of you be getting an ambassadorship?
Exactly. Now, this is not an uncommon practice. The problem, I think, that's happening is it's never been on this scale. It's now estimated that 53% of the ambassadors in this current list are A-list campaign fundraisers turning out to be, you know, I think D-list ambassador nominees. And there's been some absolute cringe. I mean, it makes you cringe some of the things that's been going on in the, because, you know, they have to go through, you know, a vetting process and
yeah.
They go in front of the committees and so forth. So you've had, you know, one of the top fundraisers for the president's campaign, George Tunis, he is a hotel magnet, slammed in the Norwegian media because he displayed a total ignorance of Norway. You know, when they had the hearing in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Just this week, Argentina, Bryson Meme, she was also a top Obama bundler, was caught admitting that she had never been to the country. I mean, Argentina is a major country to the south of us. It makes us look awful. And here's the, let's peel back again. What is this really saying? Well, foreign policy doesn't matter. That's this message, and these other countries don't matter. We made one foreign policy blunder after, of course, the big ones. But you know what? Everything you do sends a message. So even the ambassadorship just reinforces to the world that we really don't care about you. We're just going to send, I mean, even to major countries. We're not talking, third or fourth tier nation. What's interesting is that the State Department, I mean, traditionally a lot of ambassadors have come, you know, out of years and years of work in the State Department where they understand these countries. It's some of these third and fourth tier countries are actually getting probably some of our best diplomats who have served in foreign relations for a long time. Meanwhile, the big countries, the juicy ambassadorships in Europe and South America and in Asia, they're getting people who have no clue about foreign relations. They just happen to be big donors. And it's just happening at an unprecedented scale. Just shows that this administration really is clueless when it comes to foreign policy, and we don't care. That's the message.
Yeah, no kidding. I think so. I agree. We're out of time. Andrew, thanks so much. We'll do it again. PBO with Andrew Szabo. Thanks.
Always fun to peel back the onion with you.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll ease you. She'll unease you.
All right, we're coming across that final run here on this hour of America Tonight. And so it's time for one of my favorite things that we do on this show. It's called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
What's that? You?
I did the dumbest thing of all, especially now with the sensitivity, the hypersensitivity of people to cell phones. I'm very good about turning off my cell phone. I never, in fact, leave it on when I'm in church or when I'm in work situations or a myriad of other places, whether I'm out to dinner with friends or whatever it is. I'm probably, in fact, one of the best people at making sure I have the cell phone off. Somehow, though, I had it buried in a bag. I was at the movie theaters with a bunch of my friends right after work, and my cell phone went off. It was hyper loud. People were booing me. I was really humiliated. It was a dumb thing because I didn't check my phone, and because I'm always that person that checks the phone, it doesn't matter. You seem like the jerk because
of all of the reminders and all the things that have happened. Subsequently, I left the theater, didn't see the movie, and decided I will never take my phone inside a theater again. I'll make sure that I always check and leave it behind somewhere, maybe in the glove department. I think he meant the glove compartment, not the glove department. So anyway, Joe, I sympathize, especially because it doesn't matter. People don't know you. Strangers don't know you. So if your entire life you've kept the phone off, you've been really cool about making sure it's on vibrate or whatever in these inappropriate places for it to go off, but then suddenly it goes off. Oh, it's the worst. You do get the dirty eyeball stare, too, don't you? And, of course, in a movie theater, and we just saw the horrible thing that happened in Tampa with the ex-cop who flipped out and shot the guy who started arguing with him because he had his phone on and he was texting. Now, that's extreme, but still, people absolutely will start to harass you if the phone goes off. And if it's buried somewhere, like I can, that's like a woman, you know, you have a bag or a purse or somewhere, you're not finding that thing in a dark movie theater easy and then hurrying up and reaching and trying to shut it off. But I mean, what are you going to do? Maybe you did the right thing in leaving, especially if people were booing you. I don't know how many and what it was like, but I'm sure your friends tried to stick up for you, but it's probably, I don't know, it's probably smart to step out so you didn't have to feel like your head was going to explode, since it's not a common thing. But it's just one of those, I don't even know if I would classify it as the way Joe said it, as a dumb thing. I would just say it's something you just don't always think about it, I guess. Not every single time people are on purpose leaving on phones or checking them or texting. All right, let's go to this one. This one comes to us from Jake in Austin. Hey, Kate, your usual favorite emailer to the America Tonight offerings. I have to say that I drive after work probably twice a week. I'm really trying to be better about it, but I'm trying to get in shape, to a trail where I walk run. It's a really beautiful place, and I can't do it around. I can't really walk run around my neighborhood, so it's pretty cool. It motivates me and whatnot. I'm trying to go more than a couple of times a week. But the last time I went, I did the ultimate stupid thing. I locked my keys in the car. I am sure on dumb things. In fact, I think I've heard a couple times stories of people leaving their keys in the car. What was really neat is some people tried to help me, but the way the windows are made now, you can't do the wire hanger trick the way you used to in lifting open the door, if you know what I mean. So I was pretty much out of luck, had to call a locksmith, but it was close to rush hour, and it took a long time for someone to get there. I was really bumming, I have to say. I don't think I'm going to lock my keys in the car. In fact, in the next day or two, I'm going to one of those sports places and seeing if they have something I can put on my shoe to put the key in it. You know what they do? I shouldn't say they do for sure, because I guess it depends on the place, but that's very common now. The things that you put, the Velcro things on the shoe or the wrist, you know, in a wristband, so you don't have to deal with that. Whoops, I locked my keys in the car. Everyone's done it. I mean, in my lifetime, how many times have I locked keys in the car? Probably, I bet you probably 5 or so. And never a good time. And I did the workout thing one time where I went to a trail and locked the keys, and that feeling is brutal. And I don't know about most cars now if you can open the car with the wire hanger or not. Probably not a lot of the cars the way they're sealed. It used to be that's what you could do, because you could try, and it didn't always work, but if you could get the hanger in there, you could open up the door. You'd see people doing it all the time, like in a parking lot. There's someone's helping them. They're getting the wire hanger out. They're trying to open it. So, yeah, the way to handle that dumb thing is just to have a place to put the keys so you don't have to go through that. So you don't have to go through that again. This is a pretty good one. This one's from Carol. Kate, my buddy who listens to your show told me about a dumb thing segment that you do. So rather than have him write to you, I thought I would write to you. I was very excited to get some goldfish to take to work, and put them on my desk. In fact, they're really not goldfish. It's called betta fish because they live a lot longer. And they're actually pretty fish. Prettier, I think, no offense, it's goldfish than goldfish. So here's what happened. Unfortunately, I put the fish in the car and promptly forgot about them. Forgot about the fish, forgot about the fish, forgot about the fish. And there was actually two fish. And believe it or not, they say you can't kill betta fish. Sadly, days later, I did find the fish that I was taking into work when I was frazzled. Never checked my back seat. I had something on the back seat. And lo and behold, the fish were dead. That was a dumb thing. It brought me to tears over these little fish. I don't know why, because I just felt so badly that I left them in the car and finally discovered them, only to find that they were floating in a tiny bit of space at the top of the bag. Oh, that's a depressing story. I got the fish you can't kill, and I actually killed them by forgetting about them in the car. Ugh. Yeah, that's not good. Here's one from Drumstick. We've had like three good nicknames on this show this time. The people with these nicknames have to call the show. If you call the show, Drumstick, I will give you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. All right, Drumstick says, dumb thing I shouldn't have done. My wallet slipped out of my pants at a restaurant. I found it was on the floor, but I re-wore those pants again, and I was out a couple of days later and lost the wallet. This time I wasn't so lucky. I was frantically retracing steps, trying desperately to find the wallet, calling every place I was, and couldn't do it. I'm certain, who knows, someone slipped away with it, found it on the ground. Who can blame them? I didn't have much in there, but I did have to cancel a bunch of cards and had some pictures that meant something to me. I never could find the wallet. I asked people to be on the lookout for it in two stores that I had stopped in, and they said they never had seen the wallet. So I learned my lesson. If you have a hole in your pants, remember to throw them out or sew them up. Perfect note to end on. Yeah, if you have the luck of finding out that your pants aren't working for holding the wallet, then you don't want to do it again. You want to get rid of those pants, that's for sure. All right, you can send us your dumb things to americatonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.